I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. More than 10 million people in five Middle Eastern countries require help just to survive another day. United Nations officials say it's the highest level of need since the Syrian refugee crisis began in 2011. In Lebanon, 88% of Syrian refugees can't access food, water, or basic services. David from Cry Out Now Ministry says
many refugees are starting to question whether or not they need to just go back to Syria, even though that could mean going back to a war zone or trying to take refuge in other countries, which means possibly crossing, the Mediterranean.
The circumstances are dire, but God's at work too.
Before the war in Syria, most people had very little opportunity to hear the good news. And yet, because they've been taking refuge in countries like Lebanon, many have ended up giving their lives to follow Jesus.
And did you know World Radio Day is tomorrow? Chances are, if you're listening to this broadcast, you appreciate radio on some level. We're celebrating World Radio Day with our friends at Transworld Radio. Lauren Libby, president of TWR, says,
this is just a day when we pause on World Radio Day and say, God has provided this voice, and so we dedicate it to Him. But we also dedicate it to the people who are encouraged, who listen, and ultimately those who meet Jesus personally through the medium of radio.
TWR broadcasts in over 275 languages around the world to introduce listeners to Jesus, provide Bible study, and other encouraging programs. So pray for remote and isolated people to meet Jesus through radio. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Living Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.